This is Rabbi Avital Hochstein of Machon Hadar, Parashat Vayishlach, 57:77. Jacob into Israel. The ability to prevail through struggle. Yaakov was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the break of dawn. When he saw that he had not prevailed against him, he wrenched Yaakov's hip at its socket, so that the socket of his hip was strained as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for dawn is breaking." But he answered, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." Said the other, "What is your name?" He replied, "Yaakov." Said he, "Your name shall no longer be Yaakov, but Yisrael, for you have striven, sarita, with beings divine and human, and you were able, vatuchal." At the heart of our parasha, we are presented with the arresting scene of Yaakov wrestling with an unidentified man. This puzzling scene is understood by Yaakov in hindsight as an encounter with God. So Yaakov named the place Pniel, meaning, "I have seen a divine being face to face, yet my life has been preserved." On a physical plane, Yaakov struggles, fights, and wrestles with this man, while on a textual plane, the reader must struggle and wrestle with pinning down the details of this wrestling match. But it seems that one of the most poignant moments in the scene is the one in which the name Yisrael is born. What is the meaning of the name Yisrael? Why does it replace the original Yaakov? What is the blessing that Yaakov receives through the name? And what does the last word, vatuchal, "you were able," at the conclusion of the wrestling match, actually mean? A midrash in the Talmud Tractate Chulin takes Yaakov's personal story and imbues it with more broad national meaning. This is done through a comparison of the verses describing Yaakov's struggle with Hoshea's retelling of the story in his prophecy. The Midrash uses the somewhat murky verses in our parasha in order to clarify and illuminate a different text later in Tanakh, a confusing set of verses from the prophet. Thus, the unclear verses regarding Yaakov's struggle in our parasha turn into interpretations rather than remaining in need of interpretation themselves. The chapter under discussion in Hoshea opens with a description of the trickery and dishonesty of the nation of Israel. "Ephraim surrounded me with denial, and the house of Israel with trickery. God has disputes with Judah, and will visit punishment on Jacob according to his ways, and give him back according to his evil deeds." Thus the prophet relates the current reality, but he also claims that this state of affairs is due to a nationally inherited trait. This is typical behavior modeled by their forefather, Yaakov. Yaakov wrestled Akav, his brother, in the womb, and when grown, he wrestled Sarah with God. He fought with the angel, and he was able. He cried and pleaded with him. The Midrash focuses its exploration of the connection between the two sets of psukim, verses, by focusing on the root S-R-H, Sarah. In the verb form, it means to fight or to overcome, but as a noun, it means officer or master. In the name Israel, these two meanings are merged. The Talmud's presentation focuses on connecting the noun sar with the verb vayasar. Talmud Bavli Chulin explains, "He wrestled vayasar with the angel, and he was able, vayuchal. He cried and pleaded with him," the verse from Hoshea. I don't know who became the sar, master of whom, i.e., who won the match. When it says, "For you have striven, sarita, with beings divine and humans," it means to say that Yaakov became the master of the angel. When it says, "He cried and he pleaded with him," In Hosea, I don't know who cried to whom. When it says, he said, let me go, it means to say that the angel cried to Yaakov. The Midrash explains Hosea 12 through Bereshit 32. But in the process, both are illuminated on the basis of the other. The verses in Bereshit make the verses in Hosea more particular and specific regarding the person Yaakov, Israel, while at the same time the verses in Hosea make the verses in Bereshit more expansive and universal, referring to the national manifestation of Israel. The continuation of the sugiya in Chulin makes this relationship more explicit. For you have striven, Sarita, with beings divine and human. Rabba says he hinted to him that two masters, Sarim, will emerge from him in the future, an exilarch in Babel and a patriarch in Eretz Israel, in the land of Israel. The exilarch and the patriarch in Rabba's day are both leaders of their respective communities in the two major Jewish centers. Thus, on a national plane, there are two masters, Sarim, that have power, Srara, and they also struggle with each other, Shorim. In order to understand and reveal the full implication of the expansion of meaning to national significance, the verses from Bereshit require close attention. Let's return to the scene of Yaakov and the man-angel struggling with him. At its center, the man-angel asks or requires that Yaakov release him, and Yaakov responds with a demand. Then he said, let me go, for dawn is breaking. But he answers, I will not let you go until you bless me. The response is, said he, your name shall no longer be Yaakov, but Israel, for you have striven with beings divine and human, and you were able. One can think of this verse of blessing actually as a description of a few significant transformations. One is from Sarita, you have struggled, battled, to Vatochal, you have managed, you were able. And the second is from Yaakov to Israel. Yaakov, who has struggled, Sarah, turns into Israel, who is able, Yachol. Through these transitions, the verse creates parallels between the word connoting battle, struggle, Sarita, and the name Yaakov as two parallel starting points, and between Yisrael and ability, Vatuchal, as two parallel endpoints. But the two parallel transitions raise an important question. The starting point of one transition is Sarita, you have struggled, while the end point of the other is Yisrael, he who struggles. This juxtaposition, despite coming to reflect a transition, a blessed transition, actually seems to reflect stagnation. It seems that the ability, Vatochal, that ends the blessing is also key to understanding the significance of the move from Yaakov to Yisrael and might be helpful. In addition, it explains the shift of perspective when we move from the individual Yaakov to the corporate Israel. It is helpful here to return to the Talmudic analysis of this step. There, the reality of struggle and strife of Yaakov is presented as internal conflict and national conflict simultaneously. For you have striven, Sarita, with beings divine and human, Rabba says, he hinted to him that two masters, Sarim, will emerge from him in the future, an exilarch in Babel and a patriarch in Eretz Israel. It's important to notice that the exilarch in Babel and the patriarch in Israel are the leaders of one people. They are two masters inside the corporate body of Israel, two different leaders who clash with one another, yet are both within Israel, within Yaakov. Having two leaders of one people is the national manifestation of what we could call an individual's internal conflict, a house divided against itself. If so, Rabba suggests that the name Israel indicates an internal struggle, And when speaking about internal struggle, the language of winning or losing is not sufficient. It is neither relevant nor accurate. Maybe this language doesn't necessarily imply either victory or loss, but rather more simply ability, possibility, or even a nevertheless stance. Now we can turn to find new meaning in the blessing of the angel. Perhaps it is not the change of name, but rather the promise of ability. And this is not the ability to win or lose, but the ability to continue to struggle internally and externally and to survive. A struggle that is constant and essential, a struggle that ends up as the destiny of an entire people. Maybe both the name Israel and the verb Vatuchal need to be read in the future tense. You will wrestle and you will be able to wrestle. The ability to withstand conflict that angel promises to Yaakov is also a blessing for his progeny and namesake people. When Yaakov becomes Israel, that is a deep and meaningful transition. Yaakov is no longer a trickster, someone who is looking for the Achilles heel, Akiv, of those who surround him, someone who advances himself through conflict and deceit. But he is not blessed to become a victor or someone who never has to fight again. He is instead blessed to have the fight move inward, to be a person who wrestles with himself, with his God, face to face. A move from a battle in which there are winners and losers, blessed and unblessed, to above all being someone who is able, a person who survives and thrives despite his life's tensions. He is aware of them and is constantly trying to conquer them, not out of fear of losing, but out of a recognition of their value and his own ability, Vatuchal. And this is a blessing that is passed to Yaakov's blessed progeny, the people of Israel. They are the children of a person who began his life working on the sly, fighting and tricking his way through the world, and ends up with the blessing of Israel, a person whose life is continued to be marked by conflict, but a conflict of substance, meaning, interiority, and divinity. Israel as a name and as a people testify to the existence of a range of possibilities of what it means to live a life of conflict. There may be victory, but more important, there is a complex reality of Vatuchal. Shabbat Shalom.